it's also important, when we speak about interoperability, to understand the difference between the time standards that are used on these systems. Now, as you know, GPS time has no leap seconds. And that's what we're looking at here. The leap second additions to time standards. Notice that while the straight line here of GPS time without leap seconds is continuous, because of course none have been added since the beginning of the system, and notice also that Galileo time is now going to be the same as GPS time. However, the GLONASS system has been and continues to accommodate the leap seconds that are added to UTC. The effect is that there's a difference between the time standards in terms of integer seconds, whole seconds. Now, the rate of the time standard is the same, but the integer seconds differ between GLONASS, GPS, and when it becomes operational, Galileo. No leap seconds on GPS and Galileo, leap seconds on GLONASS.